This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine. Every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Macca, Tass and Ian. Harry Tucker from businessinsider.com.au is going to little chat to us now about streaming services. And interestingly, during the week, QuickFlix, which was one of the first, they used to actually send videos out to you in the post, DVDs, sorry. And then they started a streaming service. Anyway, it's gone kaput, hasn't it, Harry? Good morning.
Hey guys, how are you going?
Good. So tell us about tell us about QuickFlix. What went wrong?
Yeah, so a number of things. Down to just some poor business decisions and that sort of thing that goes wrong with a lot of businesses that go bust. But one of the biggest things was actually Channel 9, who has now since started their own streaming service called Stan. Bought some shares in the company and sort of the majority shares and sort of stopped it from growing to sort of get rid of their competition and make it better for their preferred product.
But they ran out of money and there was some financial constraints on them, but probably the biggest problem is they didn't have enough customers, did they? There's so much competition in the streaming market that they're a bit of a minnow amongst the pool of the sharks.
Yeah, it's an extremely competitive market there, especially when you've got the likes of Netflix, which is now one of the biggest tech companies in the world, in our market. And, Channel 9, again, was trying to make sure their main product succeeds. And so they weren't allowing the QuickFlix to raise more money, to be able to promote it more and get better content and get more customers. And so that's the big thing that happened there. But, when you run out of money, it's hard to grow.
It is, and now I've got to say, I saw Harry yesterday, and Harry did find it quite amusing that I still use a BlackBerry, didn't you, Harry?
Oh, mate, I couldn't believe it. You're the only person I've seen in years that still has a BlackBerry.
Here, Harry, it's Tass here. I can't believe it myself, actually. He turns up with this thing that looks like a brick with buttons all over us.
Yeah, but it's easy to send emails.
Try a smartphone, doll.
Ah, yes.
Harry, it's a really crowded space, this streaming online space. I mean, as a consumer, I just don't know where to actually focus. We've subscribed to one particular service and, we're not that happy. I'm not sure whether I can name them or not, so I won't.
Go on.
But we're not that happy.
Who was it, Tass?
Well, am I allowed to?
Yeah, go on.
Okay, it's Stan. Yep. And because it came with a package and we got a couple of months up front and now we're sort of stuck with it. I find it really difficult to navigate my way around, and the range of stuff is really annoying. So, we got off that, and then we got onto Netflix, and then of course that's got a different range of things, and of course you can't find what you want, so you've got to go back to Stan. I mean, is this what we have to face now as consumers?
It is, unfortunately. It's sort of, all the rights holders obviously want as much money as they can get for their content, so they basically will put all their content up for auction. And then whoever pays the most money gets the exclusive rights. It's like you look at Foxtel with Game of Thrones is a great example. So HBO sold them the rights exclusively to Foxtel, and now you can't even get it to download after it airs on iTunes like you can on basically every other show. They've just completely locked it to Foxtel, and unless you pay whatever it is a month to subscribe to Foxtel and get that particular package, there's no legal way to watch Game of Thrones.
I think I must be the only person in Melbourne that hasn't watched the Game of Thrones.
No, mate, I haven't watched it either.
You haven't watched it, Harry. Why not?
No. It doesn't appeal to me. I'm sort of the only one in the office. You come in on a Monday or Tuesday or whenever. It's just there and everyone's going on about it. And, I just sort of put my headphones in and do my own thing.
Our executive producer has just said, shame on you. That's at me, actually, Harry.
Yeah.
Because I actually can't bear shows that have got dress-ups and sort of fantasy figures.
Oh, really?
All that sort of stuff.
So you never go to drag, Tass?
That's live.
What about House of Cards? Do you watch that, Harry?
I love House of Cards.
Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it? Okay, if someone wants to research, if someone doesn't have a streaming service, how do they? How would you advise them to research? Obviously, what they're going to watch, but you know, how are they going to work out? You know, is there, you know, a somewhere where they can compare the different offerings?
I think what Mac is really asking you, Harry, is tell us what is the best range for the best value service.
I wish I could give you an answer for that. It's sort of, it depends on what you're looking for. The good thing with all of the streaming services is they give you a month free. So you can jump on there, sign up for a month, and if you don't like it, quit before the month ends and you don't get charged a thing. But yeah, it depends on what you want. Netflix makes a lot of their own shows, like House of Cards and Orange is the New Black are sort of their biggest ones. And then you've got Stan, who, you know, brings a lot of the showcase shows from the US. It's got Breaking Bad on it and a few of those. And then Presto, which is owned by Foxtel, they've got a deal with HBO for everything basically but Game of Thrones in that particular service. And that's, they're all about $10 a month. So, you know, if you, there's something you want on all of them.
So in other words, you really need to spend $50 a month to have access to all those streaming services.
So it sounds like a lot, but when you sort of put in perspective to what you pay if you were to get a complete Foxtel subscription, you get a lot more offerings and you can watch it whenever you want by, you know, having those three different subscriptions through Netflix, Presto and Stan.
Hi, Harry. It's Josh here. I just thought I'd jump in. I read an article earlier today about someone who, I mean, you know, it's widely known that Australia leads the world in piracy, especially on Game of Thrones. But I read an article today about a guy who unashamedly pirates Game of Thrones because he tried to buy it and just couldn't do it. The only way he could find where he could legally do it was to pay for Foxtel Play, I think it was. And just for that one show he wanted to watch, it was, you know, he had to pay $30 and it was clunky and it was low quality. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on, you know, does Australia have a piracy problem or do we have a distribution problem?
Funny you bring up that article. That's from Mark Serrells, who I work with him, actually. He's at Kotaku and sits right behind me. But yeah, it was a great story and a great issue because it's sort of, and it's funny. So yesterday, the Australian Productivity Commission actually released a report that said they think and that they encourage Australians to get around those restrictions that stop us from getting services from overseas. So in the US, for example, you've got a service by HBO called HBO Now, which you can stream Game of Thrones on. It's about $10, $15 a month. And they sort of try and block Australians to do it. But because they've got the exclusive rights in Foxtel. But then you've got Foxtel, who delivers a very subpar package. So yeah, I agree with Mark completely, and I've tried to use it myself. And you sort of, like, it crashes all the time. It's very low resolution, hard to use. So, you know, if they want to charge big bucks for a product, and there's an alternative, which even the Productivity Commission is pushing Australians to use to encourage competition in the market, then yeah, I agree with Mark completely.
It's ridiculous because once heard a comedian called Louis C.K. From the States. He says he makes all of his content available on his website. All you got to do is pay like $5 to, and he makes it, you know, available all across the world because when he came to Australia here, he was surprised that people had seen his show because he didn't know it got broadcast here. It doesn't. People just pirate it. So he's saying, what he's trying to say is Australians, people will pay for content if you let us.
Oh, yeah, that's 100% correct. To be completely honest, before the streaming services came, you know, your Netflix and stuff, I was the occasional illegal downloader, but you know, ever since they've arrived and it's got the majority of my favourite TV shows on there, I honestly can't remember the last time that I've done something illegal, like downloaded something illegal, because it's easier now to actually pay for it.
I don't know. I'm going to contest what both of you are saying. From my observation, people actually enjoy illegally downloading. It's become a bit of a sport from what I could see. In fact,
Harry Tucker's a model citizen. How dare you, Tass?
Well, he used to be an illegal downloader.
I'm a reformed downloader.
A reformer. There we go. I have to confess that I've also reformed because I fear viruses and all that sort of stuff. I don't want to wreck my Apple Mac. It's the only reason why I've stopped and now taken on streaming services. But I have to say, what I'm really concerned about, maybe this is a subject for a future conversation, Harry, is some of the streaming services provided by some of our own networks, the ABC, you know, the commercial channels and SBS. And I find that the quality of those services highly variable as well. SBS, from my point of view, is constantly crashing. But you know, can barely watch anything from Wodigo without it stalling hundreds of times.
Yeah, so they've all got their catch-up services, which is, you know, your content that aired on their network that you can then watch if you've missed it. But yeah, they can be very hit and miss in terms of quality. And it just depends on what the network is willing to invest in the technology. And that's a big thing you notice with Netflix compared to its rivals, is that everything loads so quickly. Everything is really great quality. And it's because they invest a lot of money in the technology, especially compared to Foxtel, who is very committed to their cable offering and sort of puts all their money into building that up. And you know, they sort of forget a little bit about the servers and that in the streaming services. And I feel that the free-to-air networks are very much the same in that sense.
My Foxtel, Harry's on satellite. How about that?
Hey.
Yes.
Is that the cable area?
Yeah. No cable there. Look, thanks for your time. We've run out of time, Harry. Thanks for that. And we'll have you back again soon. You can read Harry's stuff at businessinsider.com.au. It's a pretty broad church there, Harry. So lots of content, you're right. Thanks for your time. And have a good weekend.
You too. See you later.
Thanks. Bye. That was Harry Tucker from businessinsider.com talking com.au speaking about streaming content. You are on SatMag Joy 94.9. When we come back, the new Joy CEO, Tennille, we're going to have a chat. What are we doing? It's called Captain and Tennille.
I've always been thinking that.
We just said it. There you go. Anyway, stay tuned. There's more.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.